Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to AI Audible, the new narrated article podcast from the Anfield Index podcast channel.
Playing United Still Leaves Me in Bits by Andy Wales. I hate playing United, me. I love beating them. That bit is fantastic and gives me a sense of satisfaction. It's difficult to explain. The losing part pretty much goes without saying, especially with our old mucker Jose in charge of them now. But I just hate playing them. Maybe it's down to my blood pressure resembling a thermometer in the Nevada desert at midday before the game even kicks off. The word tense doesn't come close. I don't mind admitting I'm a bag of nerves from the first whistle until the last, and that was certainly the case at the weekend. I've been a Liverpool fan for over 30 years, and apart from feeling old by saying that, I can assure you that my burning desire to beat them and match day nerves are not a product of Sky Sports' hype machine, because I felt like that when we were the best team in the land and dominating English football. I still recall my joy at Peter Beardsley bagging a hat-trick at Old Trafford in 1990. My favourite player scoring three against what I saw as our fiercest rival. Perhaps the fact that I've always had friends and work colleagues who are Manchester United fans has played its part on me over the years. Whatever the causes, I'm stuck with the symptoms. I don't think there will ever be a cure for my acute playing United phobia. What didn't help me on Sunday was Michael Oliver and his seeming reluctance to caution United players for persistent fouling. Studs through the shin tackles or Steven Seagal-esque twisting headlocks. Hashtag headlock may yet become a thing for Adidas. Isn't sports marketing great? The penalty decision and Martial's denied claim apart, I think the kindest way I can put the performance of referee Michael Oliver was that he gave the home side the benefit of any doubt throughout the game. His decisions were a frustration rather than an effect on the outcome because the offside that led to the equalising goal was a linesman's error, not the referee's. That's not a moan, just an observation. They didn't help my nerves. I can definitely say that much. Neither did Dejan Lovren in the first half. From the limp back pass to Simon Mignolet that was almost intercepted, to him rushing into midfield to allow Paul Pogba to run through and thankfully put his effort wide, his opening 45 minutes were more anxious than me. But to his credit, he did have a good second half. In fact, before we took the lead, it was a very different 20 minutes from the whole team. Trent Alexander-Arnold had an uncomfortable start, which could be expected from a player so young being thrust into such a big game. But he grew into the occasion and the match. The shining light of the defence was undoubtedly Mignolet, though. And other than him being slow to react to that poor back pass from Lovren, as well as deciding to roll the ball out to the edge of his box in injury time, he was flawless. One of the observations I made when we played Middlesbrough was how Jordan Henderson dictated the game by constantly moving the ball. His return definitely made a difference to the midfield and how effectively and efficiently they can operate. Sam Maguire wrote a piece on Anfield Index before the game about the return of Henderson and how many have only realised his contribution to the team during his recent injury absence. Sam was right. Absence does make the heart grow fonder in respect to Henderson, and the captain marshalled his midfield well at Old Trafford. Emre Can, who has been the subject of intense criticism for some below-par performances this season, had an impressive game. He has not hit the heights of last year and has some improvements to make in his game, but his display at Old Trafford will surely help his confidence and hopefully see him rediscover his best form in a marauding role that suits his attributes better than the holding one. Whilst the midfield soothed my tension levels and the efforts of Roberto Firmino and Adam Lallana invigorated my adrenaline, Divock Origi was a cause of frustration. He's a player I like, but his rawness is still evident and his inability to hold a play and retain possession did nothing to relieve the pressure in the midfield and defence, let alone me and my twitching. The introduction of Felipe Coutinho was a timely one, Suddenly the team had a viable outlet and United had something different to think about. Like Henderson, the absence of Coutinho had an impact on how the team operated, and to see both back was a source of comfort. Although the equaliser should never have happened because of the offside, it started with Ragnar Klavan inexplicably shying out of a tackle. A disheartening sight, as well as an odd one from such a physically imposing guy. In the end, it was disappointing not to see the game out and claim the win, regardless of anything that wonderful human being Mourinho decided to suggest afterwards with his big wooden spoon in the Sky Sports pot. My nervous system breathed a sigh of relief at the final whistle. Not for the result, because I can't tell you how much I wanted us to score a winner with the last kick of the game. Now, the relief was because the tension is anything but pleasurable. Having said all that, I'd love nothing more than to beat Jose and United at Wembley for the League Cup, even if the tension takes another year off my life. Tension's the word, isn't it? Andy's nailed it there. Tension is the word. That's the overwhelming feeling. That is the one thing you can't escape from. In the build-up to this match, in the hour and a half plus, whatever added United quarter goes on to the end, tension, it's just relentless. You just can't relax. You can't enjoy it. We were ahead. You couldn't enjoy it. They equalized. You knew it was going to get worse. You feared it was going to get worse. It didn't get worse. You couldn't enjoy it. That's the bottom line. The draw at the end was not enjoyable. Obviously, a win would have been spectacular. And it was nice to see just the reduction of the Sky Sports United media machine. It was nice to see it grind to a little bit of a halt. It was lovely to think of Martin Atkinson's tears last night as he wrapped himself up in his Man United duvet and cried that his beautiful little piece of commentary about what was written in the stars didn't pan out. It didn't pan out for Jose either, unless you consider the smug face that he was wearing at the end, where he'd managed to choke another draw out of the game with a team with a superior attacking prowess and a better attitude to the match. I'm sorry, but that's exactly what happened. So, look, I couldn't agree with Andy more. I will take the dose of tension again if it means that we're in a final. We've got a no small ask overturning a deficit in the semi against Southampton. But if it means that we're facing United in the final again, I have to say I'll run with open arms to embrace that tension. Thank you for listening to AI Audible. You can read this episode's article along with many others on AnfieldIndex.com. You can download our AI channel app on iOS and Android. And you can find all our AI Audible episodes on Twitter at AI Audible and on AnfieldIndex.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.